The blessing from Rabbul
Alameen.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome back to our silsila, our program, Huquq, Rights in Islam. We are focusing today, inshaAllah, on the rights of the Sahaba. Thereafter, inshaAllah, we'll hear about the rights of the Ahli Bayt, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Before we go right into our subject, let us hear the importance of reciting Durood Sharif upon our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah and the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, O people, undoubtedly on the day of judgment, the person who will attain salvation from its horrors and accountability amongst you will be the one who they have recited abundantly a large number of Durood Sharif in this world. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. That the intention of a believer is even better than his own action. So let us make good intentions, inshaAllah. And when you hear also the praises of the name, of the glorious name of Allah Azza wa Jal, then kindly, humbly praise Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal by saying Subhanallah. And if you are seated with others, try to recite it in an audible or in a voice that others can hear, so that you encourage, or with the intention to encourage others to do so likewise, inshaAllah. And if you hear name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then kindly send Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you hear Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming to our topic, rights of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. First and foremost, we have to know who is a Sahabi. Many people, perhaps others, just hear or learn from others that Sahaba were such and such people, or you hear description, a person might have been attending a program, a function, a bayan, a lecture in a Jum'ah, wherever else a person could have heard. But do we know who is a Sahabi? What is the definition of a Sahabi? Is that Muslim who was in the presence of beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with Iman and passed away from this world with Iman. So in a nutshell, in brief, this is the description of who is a Sahabi. Before we explain or before we give details with regard to the rights that are owed to the Sahaba, we will, inshallah, try as much as possible give explanation to certain titles or to categories that we hear about the Sahaba. So, which Sahaba are known as Muhajiris or Muhajirin? Muhajirin with a ha, not with a ha. Muhajir. Muhajirin, or as commonly sometimes you find in the people's books or in the translation, which is Arabic mixed with English, they say Muhajiris. Rather, it's Muhajirin, the proper way of saying it. which means a plural of muhajir. And many are muhajirin. So a muhajir or muhajirin are the sahaba who left their homes for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These are known as the muhajirin. The other category of sahaba we hear is the ansar. Ansar, not ansar. Ansar with a sad as well. These were the sahaba who had lived or who lived permanently in Madinatul Munawwara. They welcomed and held the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam after accepting iman from Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and they assisted the muhajirin, the companions of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara, as well as assisting the deen, and died with iman. These were the ansar ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. So now let us go to beliefs. What beliefs should a person, what beliefs do we have, or what beliefs should we have as Muslim, or what correct beliefs should we have as Muslims with regard to the Sahaba? Now, the Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, all the ulama of Islam, the scholars of Islam, unanimously declare that all the Sahaba of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were devoted servants and staunch lovers of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and we are required as a right, by right that is due to them, we must speak good of them with due respect. The Holy Quran in Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, they would all be admitted into Jannah and would have all their desires fulfilled. The angels, alayhimu salam, would welcome them in Jannah. This is the unanimous beliefs, correct beliefs of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So the other question that arises, were the Sahaba regarded as ma'asum? Ma'asum meaning a person who cannot commit sin or a sinless person. No, only the Malaika and the Anbiya alayhim salam are sinless, but the Sahaba are protected by Allah in a special way. This is the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Can a person reach the grade or a status of a Sahabi? Now, we are in our modern times, or the generations that came after the Sahaba, would they equal the level of the Sahaba in terms of worship, in terms of ibadat, in terms of other deeds and action that we can perform? Can it equal to any Sahabi of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa radiyallahu ta'ala anha? No, no person can ever reach the grade of a Sahabi, even though that person is a very pious person or a greatest wali of his time, or the greatest wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, of all the highest rank awliya. They can never ever reach the status of any Sahabi, no matter how small the deed or action that Sahaba would have performed, would have done in their lives. Amongst the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, some of them are more excellent in status than others. That is correct. After the Anbiya alayhim salam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu hold the highest and the greatest status amongst the Sahaba. Then comes Sayyiduna Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then comes Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then after that is Sayyiduna Aliyul Murtada Karram Allah Ta'ala Wajhawul Kareem in rank respectively. The highest amongst them after these four are the Ashara Mubashara, that the 10 Sahaba that were given the glad tidings of Jannah in this very world. Those Sahaba who participated in the Battle of Badr comes next in rank. Then after that is Ashab Baytul Ridwan. Sayyiduna Abu Jaham bin Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is narrated that in the battle of Yarmouk, I went out looking for my cousin who was in the battle. I took some water with me. I found him completely drenched in blood. Suffering the last throes of death, I approached him with water I had. Beside him came a groan from a wounded soldier. My cousin looked at him and signaled to me to take the water to that soldier. That soldier of Islam was Sayyiduna Hisham radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I had hardly reached him when another person groaned and said, and Sayyiduna Hisham radiallahu ta'ala anhu also mentioned to me or pointed to another direction of another person in need of water. Before I could go to him, he had passed away as a shaheed. And I went back to Sayyiduna Hisham radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he also joined the other two. SubhanAllah, listen to this very heart-rendering and thought-provoking story of the great sacrifice of the Sahaba. A Sahaba is in the last moments of his life. He's wounded in the battlefield and he needs water. Before he could take the sip of the water into his lips, another Sahaba groans also and needs water. And this Sahaba, instead of first taking the water, then say, pass it on to the next brother, he prefers that his other brother first have a sip, then he will have. It went on to many Sahaba. By the time the Sahabi wanted to go back to the first one, all of them, they had passed away. They had become shaheed. This is the great sacrifice the Sahaba would have. Not only great sacrifice, but the love they had for each other and the sacrifice they would make for each other. How elevated and exalted and lofty was the eminence and the glory of the blessed Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Even sacrifice their own thirst. Seriously, think about this. In such a critical and life-threatening situation, when everyone just thinks about himself, these blessed Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, we are concerned more about others than themselves. So subhanallah, this is the love that Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had planted in the heart of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. It is revealed that on the occasion of Hujjatul Wada or Hijjatul Wada, approximately 124,000 blessed Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, joined our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is not just stories that are given or just facts that are given, but Allah Azza wa Jal has himself mentioned in the Quran, أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم. Translation of Kanzul Iman. These are the true Muslims. For them are ranks before their Lord and forgiveness and an honorable sustenance. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in the next following episode, we'll still carry on with this discussion of the Sahaba and the rights that are due to them. Then we go into detail what rights we have, the Sahaba have over us, etc. And quoting other ayats of the Quran, I make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to have intense love for Allah Azza wa Jal, His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen.